She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. The big topic right now, just the other day, my friend Mario Yano, brought attention to me about the rail pillar falling over into the banana patch in Pearl City. And there was a small article in the newspaper about it. Not a big article, but a small one. Okay? Now, it's a good thing that that pillar didn't fall on anybody, because it would have killed them. And, you know, folks, they're all going to start falling. They got to redo it or stop it. One of the two. The pillars are cracking, and it's causing those things to fall. What are we going to do? Are we going to be just like as usual? You don't do anything until people die. You don't put a traffic light until people die. Is that the thinking we have? There's a big pillar standing by one of the schools there. If it should fall on the children, then it's too late. Never wait till it's too late. You need to do something now. Okay? I'll let you know. So, up to you. Anyway, let's move along. And this person has been really coming out a lot. Frank Young. Frank Young knows nothing about fuel, nothing about ethanol, but he's out in the news and saying all these false things about ethanol. That it doesn't give good mileage, it gives less gas mileage by using ethanol, and all this negative stuff. I really would like to talk to this man. I had a run-in with him a long, long time ago in Kaka'ako when I formed the first and only Kaka'ako Business Association. I went to see him. He at that time managed the KNY Chevron station on the corner of Queen and South. And his remark to me was, "Nah, I don't need to be with the Kaka'ako Business Association. No." And then, a few years later, came to me and said, Chevron gave him a bad deal and shut him down. And he wanted to join the Business Association. So I told him, what for? I thought you know it all. Well, you know, it's people like that that doesn't really help the community. Okay? For facts, and I'm going to repeat this again to you. Ethanol was put in the gas not to make it green, not to get away from foreign oil. Ethanol was put in the gas as an anti-knock, because in 2005, EPA told all the oil companies they had to remove this chemical called MTBE, Mary Tom Baker Easy, because it was cancerous. Okay? They put it in 1975 when the oil companies dropped the octane from 104 for premium and 98 for regular, down to 92 for regular for premium and 87 for regular. Think, folks, think. If the engines knocked back then with regular, that was at 98, and everybody ran premium, 104, how in the world are they going to run it at 92 and 87? They had to add an anti-knock, and that anti-knock was added in. Now that in 05 they had to take it out and put in ethanol, 10%, as an anti-knock, the oil companies were against it because it will give you better mileage. Okay? That's why if you read, big American word, if you read the sticker, the 10% ethanol sticker, small print on the bottom says, up to 10%. It has never ever been 10% in Hawaii. Okay? So, it's your politicians. I don't want to hit on them, but I'm just telling you, black is black. Okay? So, the ethanol was not added in to get away from foreign oil. It was added in as an anti-knock. In America, they have E10, E20, E30, E85. People are running it. Why? Because it's better. It's better. It gives better mileage. Got more power. But, as always, everybody says, oh, my car running all right. I don't need that. My car running all right. Now, Harvey Maeda on Kauai hears that all the time. Until the engines or transmission break. Then you ask them, I thought your car was running all right. Well, anyway.
We have Brandon from Honolulu on the line.
Hi, Brandon. Hello. Brandon.
George, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment of the subject a little bit about the cell phone law.
The what law?
So it amazes me that the government, they're advancing a bill through the legislature banning people using their phones while, I believe, is it crossing the crosswalk?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to do that? I mean, I understand the reason why, but, you know, like I brought it up on your show multiple times, and I'll do it again today. They should increase the fine of people using their handheld device while driving.
That's right.
You know, I see people all the time driving.
All over the place. They're driving and using a phone.
Work, and it pisses me off that people in driving these big trucks are using the phone. And what's going to happen one day when their concentration is not focused on the road and they're using a phone and they get into a big accident and dare I say, hit an innocent pedestrian?
That's right.
You know, people in Hawaii nowadays are very selfish drivers. They're selfish. They're part of the me first club.
Yep.
And, you know, the instead of, you know, we already know the politicians aren't you know, they're not the brightest people out there. You know, let's be honest. And I want to propose that they should increase the severity of the punishment for using a handheld device when you're driving.
That's right.
I said it before, you make it $1,000 fine, you suspend the license for 6 months. And you think people are going to want to use their phones after they hear that?
Nope.
Oh, boy, if they do that, man, they're beyond stupidity. The stupidity is extremely high if they do that.
Yeah, but they got to enforce it. They're not enforcing it.
I've known friends who've gotten tickets using their phone while driving. I mean, they can enforce it. I've seen it done. I know several people who got ticketed. I think the fine was like $297, I want to say.
That's all?
Around there. What's that?
Is that all?
Yeah, that's what it is, I think, 297.
Oh, no. They're going to chance them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like when you have a young child and you're trying to raise them, and if you just give them a slap on the wrist, are they going to do what got them in that position again?
Mm-hmm.
Of course they will,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I think I'm all in favor of having stiffer fines. In fact, I'm even in favor of having the death penalty. But that's that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. But yeah, I don't know, man. I guess the government they want to be a friend instead of being kind of a authoritative figure, I guess. Regard.
Well, actually, the government is supposed to be for the people, by the people.
Yes.
And they're not.
Yes, and you remember, you know, I brought it up before, but you remember that young girl, she was, her friend was driving, I think, in the windward side, and she banged the pole, and she even admitted it. She said, "I'm sorry, I was using my phone."
What?
This happened last year. It was a big story. The that had three gals riding in a car, and they all was about 17 or 18. And a girl, you know, she had a lapse in concentration while using her phone. She crashed into a pole.
Oh, no.
And an innocent life was taken away at the young age of 18 years old. But apparently, like you said, the government only does stuff when more deaths happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like you said, the people of America only wake up when it's too cold, especially here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
They wake up too late.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, George, it's good talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Well, all we can do is talk, but no action. It's always action at the funeral. It's so sad. That pillar that fell in the banana patch in Pearl City, why didn't the advertiser, star advertiser, put a big article on the front page? What's up with that? That's sad. And I brought this to their attention about endorsing candidates. The news media, whether it's television, radio, or newspaper, should be neutral and never, ever endorse a candidate. You know, it's like going into a courtroom and the judge is a good friend of the person you're going against. Already you lost. It's not good. It should be unbiased, neutral. Anyway. Okay, getting back to the car. Electric cars are not green. So get that out of your head. Electric cars, high EMF, electronic magnetic field. Okay? Electronic magnetic field is high cancer. Don't have to believe what I'm saying. Go call Dr. Terry Shintani and ask him if EMF is cancerous. Go check it. Ethanol is green. Is from sugar cane, corn, whatever, anything green. And we'll never run out of sugar cane. Okay? Flush your automatic transmission every 20,000 miles or use the AMSOIL brand and it'll last 100,000 miles. Automatic transmissions need to be serviced, folks. It's just like not changing your motor oil for 20,000 miles. What would happen? Not good.
Is it break time?
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills. And yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. How's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob. Doing great here, George. Another beautiful day in Hawaii. And, yeah, I was reading about the mishap, as they say, with the rail.
Yeah,
but my
mishap.
Only point is, that's your quality assurance. And if they have a problem with one, why aren't they having problems with the other ones?
That's right.
That's why. I don't know. So, you know, it made me think about in Boston, I don't know if you remember the story, but they had what they called the, like, Big Dig. And they had these, I guess, steel plates they put in the tunnel, and this lady was killed because she just happened to drive in when the plates fell off. And it was the same situation where, you know, nobody's to blame. Everybody goes, well, we don't know what happened, you know, and it's just, I don't know what to say.
It's because it's not their relative or their family people.
Right. Well, you know, you don't want to believe that. I mean, you want to think, you know, the thing's got to be safe. But like I said, I won't be riding it for a few years. Everything to sink in. Oh, which I probably shouldn't say. Now I got more people hating me. But hey, that's life of a radio celebrity, right?
Yep, that's it.
So anyway, oh my goodness. And then, I don't know, this, I was reading too in Ohio that the city is so low on money that they don't pay the pothole. That's what. Sorry, lost my train of thought. The like pothole. You know how when you hit a like pothole, you can call the city and they reimburse you.
Mm-hmm. Well, not anymore.
Yeah, they ran out of money, so they don't reimburse anymore.
Yeah, over here too.
Yeah, they just go, oh well.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then they had this whole list of advice, like drive slower, don't try to hit the pothole.
Silly.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let me get out of here. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Rob. Okay.
Okay, we got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. I wanted to get back to our favorite subject, George.
What's that?
Raising more money from the people, taking it out of our pockets, again. Last week we talked about property tax, increased registration fees. I went over that with you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next week, this past week, increased the gas tax. But it's only 3 cents.
Yeah, right.
Why? Oh, to fix the roads.
Right.
George, I don't, you know, it just blows my mind how these guys think and how they present it to the public.
And BS like heck.
God, I mean, George, it's like I'm going, oh, okay, so let's see now. You've been getting 16 cents on every single gallon that everybody that uses any kind of motor needs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
For all this time since they raised it the last time.
Never fixed it.
And they said that was, back then they said that was to fix the roads. Now they say, well, we need 3 more cents to fix the roads. And, oh, by the way, the price of gas is way down. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, oh, yeah? So you couldn't manage the money when you're getting 16 cents a gallon. God, can you imagine how much money that is?
Mm-hmm.
George, or any of our listeners out there, try to calculate. Try to figure out how much money the state is pulling in on every single gallon at 16 cents a gallon for,
you know,
all of us.
You know, Rob, the day these politicians say they're going to do what they're going to do and is honest, you'll see a flying Hawaiian donkey.
I've been waiting a long time.
That's right.
I think I'm going to, you know, pass on to the great auto race track in the sky before that ever happens.
That's right. It's sad. They're supposed to be representing the people and protecting the people of Hawaii. No. Nope.
Yeah,
it's sad.
And you know, George, I have no problem with calling those guys' office up because I know their phone numbers because they are listed. And they have to register what you say. Unfortunately, people are too busy or just shy or I don't know what to just say, hey, you know what? You just stop it already. You know, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I call, I feel like, oh yeah, okay. But I, you know, I'm polite, but I'm firm and I'm serious about being very unhappy as a constituent and a citizen.
Well, a lot of people are selling their properties and moving.
Oh boy, amen to that.
They're moving. They've had it with Hawaii, and they're moving away. That's sad.
Oh, George, I'm getting, because of where I live, which no one ever cared about, you know. Now, because of where I live, I got realtors sending me choke information about how much properties in my area are worth and what they're getting and how many have been sold in the past 26 days. The minute you put it on the market, the average is 26 days, George. It's gone.
Mm.
And so, I mean, I know, obviously, you know, first of all, these people, they have to have money to be able to come live, you know, out on the southeast end of the island to begin with to qualify for a mortgage.
Yep.
But the other thing is, a lot of those people bought in to out there where they're building the rail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they bought the nice newer homes out Kapolei up on the sides of the mountain, but every time they go down to the freeway, guess what?
Road jam.
Yeah. So they figured out, oh, we better go down the other end because it's just Kalani on the only highway to the freeway, and that's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And back home again. So anyway, thank you for letting me get that off my chest again.
Okay, Rob. Take care.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we got Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dot 3 Dean.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you're calling us. What's up?
No, I just wanted to report good news. Still getting, you know, I finally figured out what the formula is for my ethanol mix. Got to go about 4 gallons, and I maximize my miles per gallon and power with the Shell V power and all.
No, but Frank Young said it's no good.
Nah, cannot be. I feel like telling Frank Young, you know what? You come with me and you watch what I do. You watch how I, every week, you know, buy my gas, lend my ethanol, and when it's time to refill again, you look at, I don't believe what my internal computer says what my miles per gallon is. I do a manual mathematical calculation. I said, now how did it come to 26.7 miles per gallon on this fill up? If it wasn't for the ethanol, it would be 16.7.
Yeah, the guy is not even a mechanic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But people believe him.
Yeah, I don't know how. Maybe because why? Because he bore himself a big name, owning one a Chevron station right in Kaka'ako.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Aloha.
Okay, so give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? Folks, check your tire pressure. 95% of you on the freeway have low tire pressure. You must have either a lot of money or don't care about the safety. For every 5 pounds of air, you're underinflated. You lose 3 miles to the gallon.
But doesn't that give you a cushiony ride?
Yes, it does, but it doesn't give a good footprint on the tread. So you don't have the full footprint of your tread on the road surface. So if you're in a panic, stop, turn, whatever, it will not grip like it should.
Because I guess if you just think about it, if it's underinflated, it's harder to roll. So you would think it'll be easier to stop?
No. You see, when it's underinflated, if it was on a glass and you're looking up at it, you would see the center of the thread concaved. Okay? And that's why if you go to the tire shops, Firestone, Goodyear, all of those tires all wore out on the outer thread, never the inner thread. And that's because they were running underinflated. Now, the tire shops all know this, and that's why when you buy new tires, they're underinflated, so that you get less mileage on the new tire. Okay? Everything is about money here. Every place you go is about money. Lawyers, doctors, Indian chief, everybody. So, anyway, check the tire pressure. Okay? It was intended to be at a certain pressure, and on the sidewall, it specifies what that pressure should be. Now, in drag racing, way back, we used to run only 6 pounds of air in the back tires. 6 pounds. So we had the thinking that it would grip the track better, you know, because it would cushion, like what Wanda was trying to say. Well, they found through technology now, tire, you know, development, they're now running 70 pounds of air in their back tires, not 6 pounds. Because they found that when they pop the clutch, the car reacts quicker because the sidewalls is stiffer. Okay? Everything is split milliseconds. Anyway, tire pressure is very important. It's just part of safety. And talking about safety, they're going to raise the safety check next year. I would highly recommend that all of you call in, write in, or whatever, to your representative, your city council person, and get rid of safety check. 40 states don't have safety check. Why should Hawaii? The $20 or $25 that you pay for safety check, not a penny goes to the state or the city. So who's paying for the administrative costs? Tax dollars. Why are you wasting tax dollars? Who would run a business and not make any money? Only the politicians. So let's get rid of safety check. Because safety check right now is being abused, and they're saying that you have to change this, you have to change your struts, your brakes, and everything. We see it all the time. They come in and see my son Todd and say, the safety check guy said, I need new wipers. And Todd looks at it. No. I need new shocks. Todd checks it out. No. You know, where's the end? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? If you have a recommendation, whatever.
Well, I got this question, or this thought. Remember those people that tried to stop the telescope or something from going on up on Mauna Kea?
Mm-hmm.
How did they do that, but we can't stop the rail?
It's because those people, those Hawaiians, believe in their land. Okay? And the people here on this island don't believe or don't have the drive like those people do. Okay? So, anyway, it's up to you folks. And, you know, I'm really afraid that more of those pillars are going to fall. And I just hope it doesn't fall on the children at the school. Okay, what do we have?
We have Robert from Pearl City.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, I just wanted to call about a problem I had with a safety check. It was a few years ago, but can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to know what you think about this. I went in to get a safety check at a gas station in Aiea. This was about some years ago. And the guy comes out. Because it's going to be, I think it was $15, I'm not sure. Got to pay up front. So I paid, and he came right out and looked at my car, and I had a tiny crack, not a crack really, but like a BB had hit my windshield just on the corner, and it just happened to be the first thing he noticed. And he came out and he said,
"You failed.
You got to change your windshield." And I said, oh, well, what I've heard is that if a crack is substantial, it has to be like an inch long or something. He says, oh, no, no, that's not the rule. If you have any damage at all to your windshield, you have to change it. He said, when you come back, change your windshield. We'll finish your safety check. And I said, well, do I get my money back? And he says, no. And he just walked on. And it's like, what the heck? I got to go change my windshield now. I went to another place, and they just laughed. They said, no. You know, that's not the rule at all. It's like there is a rule about how much damage can happen to the windshield before you got to change it.
Mm-hmm.
But not like a BB. It's like a BB had hit the windshield. And it just the way the sun was shining on it, it made it stand out. And that just happened to be the first thing he saw. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's happening all over the place. But the people accept it.
How can people accept that? I mean, that's so unfair.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
It's
anyway,
sad.
I just wanted to tell you my soft story.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha.
Yeah, this one lady was quoted. It was a car dealer. $3,000 to change her struts. And nothing was wrong with the struts. $3,000. Oh, she won't get the safety check. So, And a lot of them, because of this new camera system now, they're telling them, no, you can't go to another safety check because we have it on camera and it's registered already. You got to come back here. You got to do the work. That's not right. Get rid of this ripoff thing. Come on, folks. Do it like the telescope. Get rid of safety check. They're going to raise the price next year because they want to add in money for the rail. Okay? Come on. And then what happens when it falls down and kills the children? Then what? Then you're all going to say, oh, yeah, we should have done something. It's too late. Anyway, is it break time?
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments. and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold them well as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And here's another thing that I think we need to do something about. And that is car registrations is not the same on all islands. Okay? It's not the same. So,
why do you feel like it should be the same?
Well, it's like, let's say, going to California. You drive from Pomona to Orange County and they tell you, oh, wait a minute, you don't qualify because you're not following, you don't have these rules. Okay, yeah, we're on islands and we're separated by water, but shouldn't they all be the same? I mean, the tax is all the same, 4.5%.
No, I think other islands is a little cheaper.
The sales tax?
Mm-hmm. It's like 4.166 and...
We have the 0.5% for rail, so it's
4.6. Oh, I see. Okay.
And it's 4.1 there.
So, wouldn't it be a lot less if everybody shared the cost of the rail?
Why would you want the other islands to pay for it, though?
Well, then they would say something.
I think that's up for discussion.
Yeah,
I think that's going through this in this session.
Anyway, the car registrations is they have, Kauai has 30 years. For cars 30 years and older, they have a different thing where they can have a horseless carriage license plate and pay 10% less. Not Oahu. Okay? Now, I've always said to use good motor oil, but 90% of the people don't. They don't know that the motor oils today do not have metal protector. Okay? It's the politicians that did it again. They had metal protector removed from motor oil.
How did they do that? It's kind of like I'm wondering, how can you tell a company what to put in your products and what not to put in your products?
They did. If you look at the round logo in the back of every motor oil bottle has a round sticker, the SAE. The last letters will be SN. Why did that word, that letter change from SL to SN? When it changed to SN, that means it doesn't have metal protector. And this came to me by my friends at the Royal Purple Motor Oil Company in Texas. They wanted to... They were furious because they said, hey, the engines need metal protector. The government is saying no. It doesn't need it.
Wait, how does the oil having metal protector protects the engine?
The engine is metal.
I know that, so...
Metal protector.
What does it do, the metal protector?
It protects the metal from wearing out. And I guess the politicians don't like that. But Royal Purple has come out with an oil. It's called HPS. Harry Peter Sugar. Royal Purple HPS. It has metal protector. And on the back of the bottle, there is no SAE seal. So it can have metal protector. All oils that have the SAE seal cannot have metal protector. AMSOIL does not have the SAE seal and has metal protector. So, it's up to you. It's your car. Okay? Now, just a recommendation, and I think the people of Hawaii need to listen to this. Okay? Go to my website, www.georgenita.com. Go to my website and go and click on Brother Is, Israel Kamakaoli. Okay? Go listen to him. I've known him for a long time. He's a really good man. Go listen to that. What he says on there is so true. Okay?
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how's it, George? How are you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to say, I know a little while back on your break, but yeah, don't drink and drive. And then comment on your earlier caller. You said, how come the people accept all this kind of stuff? And the answer is, they accept it because their belief system and being uninformed. And somehow, you know, they vote for the same politician for 53 years with the same result, but they still think by voting for the same ones, somehow magically something can happen and change, but it will never change.
That's called insanity.
And then moving along, you were talking about everything going on, registration, safety check. Yeah, they're sucking it to us. Before, my car registration was like about 160. Now it's over 240. Mobster's neighbor paid over $400 for his registration for his truck. And the city said, oh, it's because, and they charge you more the heavier your car is. And they say, because the heavier the car is, it damages the road and it has to go to pay for fixing the road, but they don't fix the road. But,
That's not true.
Huh?
The weight and stuff that they're saying that damages the road, that's not true. Because
I know that's not true, but that's what they're saying.
And if you go down to Sand Island, all day long, heavy containers and trucks are going up and down. And it doesn't have the potholes like they have on White Camilo.
That's true, George. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And then one more thing that the city tells you that, oh, because of all weather, it rains all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Around. But you know what? I get friends on the mainland. They get more severe weather, hot, cold, snow. They get more traffic, and they get super plenty semi-trucks, big ones, bigger than over.
And the roads are nice.
And he tell me, we don't know the kind of problems you guys get, potholes, and they hardly fix the roads. They don't come in, you know. And if they got to fix them, they repave them, but their maintenance is very little. And everything is worse than here, but over here is worse.
It's because the people allow it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and then
you have a big bucket of money, and you let them take the money and don't say nothing. They keep taking it.
That's true. And then I think Wanda said that the taxes on the outer island are lower, but no, I don't think so. Everything on the outer island is way more expensive. The cost of doing business is higher because of possibly one causes taxes, but everything is really expensive. Like, I just got back from Maui. The premium over there at Shell was $3.59.
Hmm.
That was only about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
And another thing is the gas. Your earlier caller said, I think he said that the tax for the gas is 16 cents. I don't think so. The last time I checked was way over 50 cents. We had the second highest.
67 gas cents.
Huh?
67 cents.
Yeah, we second behind New York.
Yeah.
And then the state tells you all the taxes will go. Hey, to go through, fix the road. Like,
Bruce, we got to go to a break.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks. Okay, it's break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. Yeah. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We have Bobby from Honolulu.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, I was listening to you talk about the metal protector in the oil.
Yes.
What is the chemical name for that? Because I never heard of that before.
Okay, if you go look at your, if you can pick up an old motor oil bottle.
Right, I got some right here, but what does SN mean?
SN means there's no metal protector like zinc and the other chemicals that they put in.
Yeah, but what does SN actually mean, though?
It means there's no metal protector.
No metal protector?
Yes.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been working on cars for a long time, but here's my gripe, actually. I'm not going to mean anything, really. For a long time, and not recently, but, you know, for a while, I was giving out illegal safety checks. And this was way back when, for people that didn't even have driver's license. They couldn't get a safety check. They needed their car to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I was filling out my own paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, of course, I cannot do that, right?
Right.
Yeah, because the way they changed everything. So... But, you know, I'm ASC certified back then. I'm already retired. So I did the card the right way. I checked everything for them, you know. But they a lot of these people didn't have driver's license or couldn't get insurance for some whatever reason back then. And this isn't a reason. This is kind of long ago. Okay. And now, of course, I cannot do that anymore. But there must be hundreds of people that I safety checked out there driving around with, you know, my fake paperwork, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all word of mouth that went down the line and years, you know. I said, okay, I'll do that. But years ago, I tried to get a mobile safety check station with the 18-wheeler that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much met all the requirements, except no lift. They said I needed a lift for the vehicle. When you do a safety check, you know, I've never seen anybody lift the vehicle up on a safety check.
It's nobody does power. That.
But that was one of the requirements that they told me, that a mobile safety check station would not work. So my idea was I was going to park someplace, people come to here, and then I move around the town. 1 week I'm here, 1 week I'm there, you know, moving around there. And so the state shut me down on that. And here's another gripe that I got about the Chevron company. Long, long time ago, I was doing Pakalolo out on the Big Island. That's when we were kids. And the Chevron weed oil was sprayed on Pakalolo plants with helicopters. And they used to do Operation Green Harvest, you know, the National Guard, the Marines, that fell down, coming down the marijuana. Yeah. And a lot of that Chevron weed oil, what it did was it was sprayed on the plants, and then it would run down the mountainside when the rain came, and nothing would grow there again. So you would see all these bare spots going down the mountain. And a lot of guys were smoking that marijuana. Still, you know, the ones that were going that after that sprayed, yeah? So I don't know. You know, that might have affected a lot of people, but the Chevron weed oil, if you look at what they were using, was a derivative of some kind of diesel oil. And it was put out by the Chevron company specifically to eradicate marijuana plants. And I could bring a lawsuit against them. I don't know if I could, because I think it affected me brain-wise, you know, because a lot of times I had hallucinations after that. And
it's not good.
So that's the only grudge I got now, and I'm too old to do anything about it. So it's like you said, like I said before, you know, and you said, we got a lot of gripes, but nothing's going to happen until everybody stands up
and do something.
Yeah.
Yep.
So until then, we can keep on griping, but anyway, I just wanted to say to all my loyal customers out there that got my fake safety checks,
okay.
Thanks,
Lord. Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, that 16 cents a gallon being increased to 19 cents was reported this past week on the early morning KHON news.
It's 60 cents.
Cunningham.
60 cents, Rob.
No, but he reported it, George, as 1.6.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, that you go look on the pump. It's 60 cents.
I know. You know, I appreciate being corrected, because I was just going by what I was right there. Of course, you know, my ears perked up and my eyes wide open, yeah? So
the news guy's got to get it straight.
Yeah, so that's that. But I appreciate being corrected by our other caller.
Okay.
So in other words, 70 cents a gallon they want now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Aloha. Okay.
And roughly speaking, based on 780 million gallons of gas being sold, which is 750,000 cars gassing up 20 gallons a week, that's $468 million a year at 60 cents a gallon. Just in case you want to know what that is.
Okay, who do we have next? That's it? Okay. It's aloha time. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, and please, folks, get involved. Okay, the safety check and the rail. Let's do it before people die, especially the children. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Thank you.